This is No Cover, No Minimum Radio.
Doesn't matter what record label I'm on, or the fact that I may or may not be on a record label at all. Doesn't matter what the paper said, or the fact that the papers may have been defeated. It doesn't matter what Twitter said, oh, cause the revolution will not be tweeted. Yeah, all that matters is right here. All that matters is right now. All that matters is right here.
I'm Steve Swemke. Tonight's program features a singer, songwriter, and a storyteller in the true folk artist tradition. John Craigie considers himself to be a line that leads from Kris Kristofferson to John Prine to Todd Snyder back to himself. The Californian has been hailed as a modern-day troubadour in the style of Woody Guthrie and Ramblin' Jack Elliott. You can catch him playing in local bars and coffee shops, on radio shows, or large gatherings like Burning Man. A critical element in folk music is the way in which the artist tells a story through their songs. Craigie not only connects with his audience there, but also between the songs. SantaCruz.com said his acoustic performances blend sharp observations with gentle wit. Craigie's themes range from social commentary to personal empowerment, political satire, modern love, and pop culture. He has released 8 studio albums. The most recent, The Apocalypse Is Over, came out in 2013. During the same year, he also released the live album, Live from Somewhere You've Never Heard Of, in front of not very many people. It was his 3rd live album. Tonight's concert was recorded November 9, 2013, at the Dahl Arts Center in Rapid City. So without further ado, here's the music, and yes, the comedy stylings of John Craigie, on No Cover, No Minimum Radio.
Thanks so much. It's good to be here, Rapid City.
Yeah.
Saturday night, yeah. Let's get one thing straight. Bob Dylan never played here. Joan Baez never sang here. Dr. King never preached here. This is a new stage. This is a new space. And even if they had, tell me, what would it matter anyway? Cause the ghosts of the past cannot bring me any luck. All that matters is tonight. All that matters is tonight. And tonight, all that matters is whether or not I suck. Cause it doesn't matter all the hype you heard, or the fact that you may or may not have heard any hype at all. Doesn't matter what record label I'm on, or the fact that I may or may not be on a record label at all. Doesn't matter what the papers said, or the fact that the papers may have been defeated. It doesn't matter what Twitter said, oh, cause the revolution will not be tweeted. Yeah, all that matters is right here. All that matters is right now. All that matters is right here. I might be sleeping on your couch tonight. I'm not sure if they told you yet. I know you want me to be more famous than that, but I tell you, fame ain't got nothing to do with it. Cause I'd rather sleep on your couch than alone in some hotel room. I'd rather hear your stories and eat your cookies than sleep alone and not have any cookies. I came here to meet you. I came here to sing to you. I came here to meet you. Oh, yes, yeah, so let's get one thing straight. Bob Dylan never played here. Lou Reed never sang here. Woody Guthrie never preached here. This is a new stage. This is a new scene. If my generation's gonna make any impact at all, there's one thing we need to believe. We need to believe that the songs that we write can be better than the songs that were written by the legends of our past. We need to believe that the music that we make has the potential to be better than the music that was made by the legends of our past. I hope it's okay that I said that. I hope the older generation ain't pissed. Just that I want a summer of love too. I want a renaissance. Yeah, I want us to be the best. I know it sounds conceited as hell. I know it sounds like blasphemy to say we could be better than Dylan, the Beatles, and Beethoven. Oh, I'm not saying that it's me. Oh, all I'm saying is I'm trying. Me and my friends, we are trying. Every night, we are trying. Thanks for coming and watching me try. Swell and the limits bleed. One minute you're a hero, the next minute you're asleep. Oh, you could fall in love 100 times and no one would ever know. Oh, you could shed 1,000,000 layers, still be sweating in the snow. Yeah, but the night is still young. Our music set is done. No, we ain't leaving this bar, Patrick, till we find you some love. The song is called We Ain't Leaving This Bar, Patrick, Till We Find You Some Love. And, the bar in this song is a bar called the Buffalo Gap in Portland, Oregon. And the Patrick in this song is my friend Patrick Cooper. And I had been touring for about 2 years when I wrote this song, and Patrick had called me up one day and said, John, can you take me on John Craigie tour? I want to live the life. I was like, sure. So we've been touring now. It had been about 8 days. And Patrick was looking real sad this night. And I think he was looking sad because Patrick thought there were going to be a lot more girls on John Craigie too. So far, there had been zero. I mean, girls had been in the audience, but we had not said anything to them. But this night, to make Patrick feel better, I was like, hey, Patrick, we ain't leaving this bar till we find you some love. He's like, how are you going to do that? I was like, I'll just talk to one of these girls, man. How hard could it be? And after 2 hours of standing in the corner, I just wrote this song instead.
You know that most of these women are crazy, and some are gonna drive you wild. Yeah, the women down in Baton Rouge, they do nothing but make you smile. And some of these men wanna kill me, and some wanna love me so. And there's a couple guys in Milwaukee who probably wanna do a little bit of both. Yeah, and the night is still young. Our music set is done. No, we ain't leaving this bar, Patrick, till we find you some love. There's a grandma in South Dakota. She treats me like a star. She tells me she listens to nothing but John Craigie CDs and NPR. She says, oh, when you gonna get famous, boy? When you gonna shine? I said, the more famous that you get, honey, the worse songs that you write. Yeah, and the night is still young. Our music set is done. No, we ain't leaving this bar, Patrick, till we find you some love. I'm a one beer a night kind of guy. I don't usually drink a lot, but tonight I met you bare for beer and shy. For shy. Whoa, yeah, I know this tour's been weird. I know this tour's been hard, but like you said, playing to an empty room is still better than any other job. Oh, maybe we make it to the big time. Or maybe we'll just stay here. But this world ain't nothing but an open road full of beautiful people's ears. Yeah, and the night is still young. Our music said it's done. No, we ain't leaving this bar, Patrick, till we find you some love. Yeah, the night is still young. Our music said it's done. And we ain't leaving this bar, Patrick, till we find you some goddamn. Till we find you some goddamn love. Maybe just a little bit of love. Maybe just a handshake. Maybe just a kiss on cheek. Maybe just a girl waving at her friends who pretend she's waving at us. A little bit of love.
Thank you. All right. Thank you. Rapid City, it's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for coming out tonight. Thank you. When I was talking to Deb about the show, she's like, you could play the small room or the big room. And I was like, I only know five people that might show, so let's do it. Whatever your smallest room is, if there's a closet or something. But this is a just really special. Thank you. And I'm on tour right now. And if you've been to a Craigie show before, you might be like, why is he standing? Because I don't ever stand. I don't like to stand. I'm a folk singer. That's why I got this job, so I could just sit down all day. But I got a new record out. I'm on tour promoting the record, and it's kind of a lively record, so I thought I would shake things up and stand. And I was like, I'll just stand for the whole tour. How bad could it be? And like 10 minutes into my first show, I was like, this is a nightmare. It's hard, man, you know, because I close my eyes a lot. And my balance is not that great. You know, when you sit down, gravity's done, man. Gravity has nothing more to do. But now it's gravity's like, I got a lot I could be doing. Anyway, I haven't fallen yet, but I won't fall, I promise. But I'll be doing a lot of songs off the new album, and I've been touring all over. So started in September, and I'm going until about Christmas. And I have a rule on this tour. I'm going to every town that has one John Craigie fan or more. And oh, thank you for thinking that. So, you'd be surprised how many towns have just one John Craigie fan. West Lafayette, Indiana, it's just going to be me and Gene in the coffee shop. It's going to be great, man. Just sit in some corner or something. If Gene wants to come, if not, it'd be pretty awkward. Anyway, before I play this next song, though, I just want to share just something that made me happy the other day and spread some joy to you guys, and that's my job. I was in Chico, California, and I was talking to this girl after the show at the CD table. We were making fun of that band Kiss. You guys remember Kiss with the makeup on and stuff? There's some stuff to make fun of with those guys. And, we're making fun of them, and all of a sudden everyone's like, Kiss is our favorite band, John. This is a Kiss town. Anyway, we weren't making fun of them that bad, but in part of our like back and forth banter, I decided we were going to make fun of their hit song. You know, just like, I was like, I wanna rock and roll all night. And I kind of gave it to her so she could sing the next line, and then we would laugh about it. And so she was like, and part of every day. I was like, what did you just say? And she's like, that sounds crazy. I was like, did you say part of every day? She's like, yeah, that's the line, isn't it? I was like, no, that's not the line. I mean, Kiss is one thing, but that would be a terrible rock and roll song. You know? We're gonna, yeah, not all day. Gene Simmons needs his 8 hours, you know, we're taking it away. Anyway. I haven't had a bad day since I heard that. It's just, yes, it's true, I built this house. Yes, it's true, she once was mine. Yes, it's true, I disappeared on a cold spring night. You say you've been hanging around, but you cannot settle in. Cause every morning you think I'm gonna be rolling around that bend. Whoa, but I ain't coming back. No, I ain't coming back.
When I'm gone, I'm gone. Child, believe that. Oh, no, I ain't coming back. Never cared for your purgatory, your town. Little weed got everybody hiding underground. Search for your culture, search for your community. You didn't want none of that. Sure as hell didn't want me. That's so I ain't coming back. Oh, I ain't coming back. Make yourself at home, boy. Unpack your bags. Oh, I ain't coming back. Yeah. Coming back, oh, I ain't coming back. Crazy's gone, he's gone, gospel, truth, absolute fact. Oh, no, I ain't coming back. Oh, I ain't, yeah, he ain't coming back. No, I ain't coming back.
Thanks so much. I'll do another song off a new record. The new record's called The Apocalypse Is Over, and it was inspired, and a lot of the songs represent an influence that going to New Orleans had on me, and so there's a lot of New Orleans sounds on there. A lot of the songs are written down there. But I'll sing you guys a song now that was the only song on the album that was not written there. And I wrote this in this town called Amsterdam, which I don't know if you guys know, in Europe, and I was in Amsterdam two summers ago. I was in line to go to the Van Gogh Museum, and I was sitting in line. I was very excited. I've always wanted to go to that museum, and I was hanging out there, and I was just thinking about all my friends and all the people I'd met that had been to the Van Gogh Museum, and I thought to myself of every single time and every story I'd ever heard of the Van Gogh Museum, and it always was the exact same story. It went like this. Yo, Craigie, man, I was at the Van Gogh Museum, and I was tripping balls, and it was awesome. Because I don't know if you know this, but some drugs are legal in Amsterdam. You guys are looking at me like, that's all we know about Amsterdam right now. But I was like, in line, I was like, man, you know, I'm an outlaw. I'm a rebel. It's not really, but I was just like, I want to be the first person in history to go to the Van Gogh Museum sober. So I went in, man, and I think I was, because the security guards were like all like concerned about me and like following me around. Because I was the only person who wasn't like, whoa, swirling colors, what? I was like reading the fine print. I was like, ooh, painted in France, interesting, you know. But anyway, this one security guard came up to me and he was just like, yo, kid, what's going on, man? And I was like, oh, I didn't do any drugs. He was like, really? You know that they're legal? I was like, yeah. Just wanted to be different, you know. He's like, well, he's like, can I talk to you about Van Gogh? Because I have so much Van Gogh knowledge, but every time I walk up to someone, they just run away. So can I tell you some things about Van Gogh? I was like, yeah, sure. And it was great. We talked about Van Gogh for the day, and he told me this really cool new update on Van Gogh's ear, and I don't know if you guys have heard this. It came out last two summers ago, and there's this new theory that Van Gogh may or may not have cut off his own ear. The theory is that his friend Gauguin, that painter, you guys know that guy who painted the Island Women, they were in a fight. Gauguin cut his ear off in like sort of an accident, and Van Gogh covered for him, so his friend wouldn't go to the police. Which I know sounds like the premise for a really funny song, but if you remember, we just played a funny song. So this shit is going to be a little sad, but it's Van Gogh. You can't write no happy song about Van Gogh. Anyway, but I just thought, it's a funny story, but it is a sad tale. And the main thing that really struck me is that if that was true, you know, I mean, I think history has judged like Van Gogh for that mostly. Like, he's crazy, man. He gave it to some girl. He's crazy, you know. And so I just thought about how different it would be in. This is sung from the perspective of the girl he gave it to. Her name was Rachel, and it goes like this.
My name is Rachel. I was born here on the coldest day of May. And I work here in this brothel. I do not feel ashamed. You could tell me the men are crazy. You could tell me the men are sin. But I've cured the devils and I've healed the innocent. There was a painter, he used to come here, at least when he could afford it, which wasn't often, but when he did, it was me he would implore. And they told me he was crazy, but I did not seem to hear. Until one night when he gave me a bloody piece of his ear. Oh, Vincent, who has hurt you so? Oh, Vincent, and how was I to know in the long run? History will make it clear. All my screams will fill your dreams, some of passion, some of fear. There was another painter named Gauguin, more famous, I suppose. And they were friends, maybe lovers, all were painters you never know. And they were screaming, and they were fighting, and Gauguin drew his blade. And slashed at Paul Vincent, and they never spoke again. Oh, Vincent. Who has hurt you so? Oh, Vincent. And how are you to know in the long run? History will make it clear. But all my screams will fill your dreams, some of passion and some of fear. Sadness, it will vanish whenever you choose to leave. When you bury yourself in your paintings beneath the crows amongst the wheat. And I will lie here and I will wonder about the gift you gave. Was it your sickness? Was it your madness? Or just a way to share your pain? Oh, Vincent. Who has hurt you so? Oh, Vincent. And how are we to know in the long run? History will make it clear. All my screams will fill your dreams, some of passion and some of fear. All of my screams will fill your dreams, some of passion and some of fear.
Thank you guys so much. That song's called Rachel and it's on my newest record. Like I said, the record was inspired by my trips to New Orleans. Have you guys been to New Orleans here? Anybody? Nice. I've been going a lot lately, but my first time I went, I had no idea. I'm from California. I had no idea what New Orleans was like, and I was there and I wanted to think of something cool to do. So I typed into Google, like, what to do in New Orleans. And sometimes Google is not as hip as you'd think, you know. Sometimes Google is pretty nerdy. And so Google was like, go to Bourbon Street. And if you've been, to New Orleans. Bourbon Street is kind of like the Times Square of New Orleans. It's just like, it's very touristy. And I'm walking down Bourbon Street. It's like a lot of strip clubs and rock clubs. And I'm from Los Angeles. I was like, yeah, we got this. Like, I don't need more strip clubs and rock clubs, you know. But I soon found out Frenchman Street and other cool streets where the good music was. But I remember that first time walking down Bourbon Street, I saw this one sign that made me very uncomfortable. And it's hard to make me uncomfortable, you know. And this is what it was. It had a picture of a girl in a bathtub. It's fine. I can something different. I can groove on that. But it said this in bright neon letters. It said, "Wash the woman of your choice." Whoa. That is the most awkward thing I can ever imagine. Strip clubs are awkward enough. Wash? Seriously? Like, you don't even do that with someone you've been dating with like 5 years. You might shower with them, you reach over, say, "What are you, washing me? We ain't married, get off of me." Can't imagine how that even works. I'm sure even like the most perverted guy would walk in there. He's like, "Hey, I got this sponge, I'm here to wash you. You know what, let's just not do this." This is too weird. What if you got a girl that just got washed too, and you're just like, "I'm not really doing much, you seem pretty clean. Just gonna just rinse off the soap and..." Maybe they jump in the dirt. I don't know how it works, man. But it made me laugh, you know. I was walking down that street my first time. So I came back a year later, and I was like, "Oh, I want to see that sign again. I want to laugh." And I'm looking around. I couldn't find him. I'm asking all these guys on Bourbon Street. Nobody knows. Finally, this one guy, he's like, "Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Wash the woman. It's a goddamn shame. Isn't it closed down?" I was like, "Oh." And he was just like, and he said, "I thought it was really cute." He was like, "An economy, man." Which, that actually did make sense, because I pictured some like businessman, you know, with his accountant. He's like, "Okay, so you went to Cabo 3 times this year. You did wash 17 women. Can you cut back?" "Oh, I'll cut back, yeah. Definitely don't need to wash that many women. It's not a recession-proof industry."
"Let them pumpkins rot, let them melt all away. We could always plant more. Come some summer day, I wanna heal you when you need to be here. I wanna heal you when you need to be here. I wanna find you in New England when the leaves start to change. Wanna take all your troubles, give them all another name. I wanna heal you when you need to be here. I wanna heal you when you need to be here. I wanna dance with you underneath a Halloween sunset. I could be a scarecrow, baby. I could be your skeleton. I wanna heal you when you need to be here. I wanna heal you when you need to be here. You've been running from this curse for so long, I couldn't tell you why the world gave up on you. You've been singing your song like a banshee in the night, and I couldn't tell you why the world gave up on you. Couldn't tell you why the world gave up on you." "Come and go under them bright city lights. We'll sing with all our soul. We'll sing with all our might. I wanna heal you when you need to be healed. I wanna heal you when you need to be healed. I wanna take your pulse under the bawling rain. I wanna steal all your sadness and absorb up all of your pain. I wanna heal you when you need to be healed. I wanna heal you when you need to be healed. You've been running from this curse for so goddamn long. I couldn't tell you why the world gave up on you at all. I couldn't tell you why the world gave up on you at all. They always told you to seize the day.
But we can do better than that. They ain't invented the wood yet. What we're gonna do to this day. So let them pumpkins rot, let them melt all away. We could always play more. Come some summer day, I wanna heal you when you need to be healed. I wanna heal you when you need to be healed. I wanna heal you when you need to be healed. Oh, I wanna heal you. I wanna heal you.
No Cover, No Minimum Radio with John Craigie on SDPB.
Thanks, guys. That was two not funny ones in a row. For those taking notes. Just got to kind of cleanse the palate for this next one. It's pretty silly. I was here last spring, had the honor of opening for Miss Jamie Lynn back there, and it was a really fun night. And she's, I know you guys know her, and she's awesome. And I was a little worried to open for her because I had just written this song I'm about to sing to you, and it's pretty stupid. And but I knew that like a few of my Rapid City fans would want to hear it, but maybe not Jamie's fans, you know. I didn't want to blow my chances of coming back here, but I sang it anyway. It's an innocent enough song. They're recording this for the radio, you know, it's innocent. Ain't nothing they gotta bleep out or nothing. It's a true story. It's all about me opening for this guy named Todd Snyder. Do you guys know Todd Snyder here? And if you don't know him, it's no big deal. He just does what I do, but he's a lot more famous. He smokes a lot of weed, you know. That's a fact. He talks about it all the time. And I was in a situation where I needed to record with this guy, Clinton Curtis, on my album. He wanted to play piano. And he wanted me to pay him partially in weed, which is how musicians are cool like that, you know? And I wanted to be cool too. But I'm a folk singer, and we don't know a lot about all these cool drugs, you know? We're trying, you know? But so I'm calling all my folk singer friends, but you know, us, we're lucky if we can get a sandwich, you know? That's all we want by anything. So I'm calling my folk singer friends. I'm like, man, I gotta be cool and get some weed for this musician. And they're like, man, we don't know. We got a lead on this sandwich, but that's all we got. I was like, I'll call you back about that, but I gotta get this. Anyway, Todd Snyder, one of my friends was like, you're opening for Todd Snyder next week. He's like, he's got a ton of weed. You should ask him. He'll give you some. I was like, oh, yeah, of course he will. This song's called I Almost Stole Some Weed from Todd Snyder. It's an innocent song. Thank you for coming.
Well, I almost stole some weed from Todd Snyder. Everybody calm down. I said almost. Mama raised me right, didn't raise no criminal. But this road gets dark, makes a man cynical. And I almost stole some weed from Todd Snyder. It was December 2012 in Santa Cruz at the Catalyst nightclub. I was in the backstage room. I had done my duty, done my opening set. Todd was on stage, he was rocking it. I was all alone in the back. I was eating some hummus and some chips. When I saw a great big jar and I looked inside it, it was full to the brim with marijuana. Oh, Todd had so much, I had none. I was faced with a moral dilemma.
Let me just tell you what an honor it is to open for Todd Snyder.
In fact, I'd done it once before. Yeah, but Todd and I didn't really hit it off. And by that, I mean, we barely even talked. Oh, I said, hey, he said, hey. I tried to say more, but he walked away. Now I know it's all business. And I thinking I shouldn't take it personally, but when I found out I was opening for Todd Snyder, oh, I must admit I had constructed a little fantasy.
You see, there's a line from Todd Snyder that stretches all the way back to Johnny Cash. You know, one might even say that a torch has been passed. Here's how it went down.
Johnny Cash was famous. Chris Christopherson was not. Christopherson sang for Johnny, then Christopherson was hot. John Prine was no one. Christopherson heard him play. Christopherson gave him his blessing, sent John Prine on his way. Todd Snyder opened for John Prine a few years ago. He made John Prine laugh. John Prine made him a star. Now I was going to meet Todd Snyder.
Johnny Cash's initials are JC. Mine are also JC. Pass me the torch. The circle is complete.
Well, yeah, but Todd and I didn't really hit it off. And by that, in fact, like I mentioned, we barely even talked. So with all of this not meant to be, I figured why not steal a little bit of his weed. Whoa!
I walked towards the jar, trembling. Just then, Elvis walked in. Not Elvis Presley, he's dead. But Elvis is the name of Todd Snyder's manager. I turned around, a little bit startled. I said, hey, he said, hey. I said, you want some hummus? He said, no thanks.
He grabbed a few things, then he walked out the door. One of the things he grabbed was the weed joe. Yeah, 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 that's how I almost stole some weed from Todd Snyder. Yeah, I almost stole some weed from Todd Snyder. Mama raised me right, didn't raise no criminal. But this road gets dark, makes a man cynical. And I almost stole some weed from Todd Snyder. Forgive me. Forgive me, forgive me.
Thanks, guys. Oh yeah, it got taken care of. Todd is a really nice guy, actually, and he ended up hearing that song, and he sent me the weirdest, most stoned out email I've ever got, but. He wants me to open for him again. I'll probably do something this spring. I'm afraid of how much he's going to give me, because in the email, he was like, you don't got to steal, man. We'll give you a lot. We always travel with something. Anyway, if I get arrested, I'm a good kid. I don't do that. I travel clean. This song's called "And It's In My Arms."
I hear them talking, I know you hear them too. Just remember, every time they point a finger at you, they got three fingers pointing right back at themselves. Mama always said failure wasn't falling down. Oh, failure was staying down on the ground. Mama's gone now, but you still get up every time. Yes, a hang on, a hang on. Every rising sun is one more till I come back to you, baby, and teach you how to stay warm. A hang on, a hang on. Let this whole town judge you for what they think is wrong, because all that I know, you are innocent in my arms. Whoa, oh, whoa. I ain't no JC, you ain't no Magdalene. But this cold world, it gets colder, it seems, every time they let them church bells ring. Yeah, but I seen you dance in the pouring rain. That duct tape on your fiddle, baby, it ain't no shame. All things are only as broke as we let them be. Yeah, so hang on, but hang on. Every rising sun is one more till I come back to you, baby, and teach you how to stay warm. Hang on, hang on. Let this whole town judge you for what they think is wrong, because all that I know, you are innocent in my arms. Whoa, oh. Whoa. Hang on, every rising sun is one more till I come back to you, baby, and teach you how to stay warm. Yeah, hang on, hang on. Let this whole town judge you for what they think is wrong, because all that I know, you are innocent in my arms. All that I know, all that I know, all that I know, you are innocent in my
The album came out in August, and I sent it into the printers in June, and it's always I always get a little nervous during that time. You know, your baby is getting made, and you just got nothing you can do. So I went up and I did some shows in Alaska, which is kind of like the opposite of New Orleans, and tried to just let that get made. And Alaska's cool, and if you've ever been there in the summertime, you know the sun doesn't really go down, which is fine for music, but you got to be careful sometimes. Like, everything's got to be a lot later. And like, if you play at 10 or 11, that's normal to start your set then, because it's just starting to get like a little bit twilighty and stuff. And I made the mistake, one of the gigs I had was at this restaurant, and I started at 8 p.m., which is normal start time in the lower 48. But it's too early up there, and I get to this place in this town called Girdwood, and it's this little restaurant called the Silver Tip, and it's just me and like four or five senior citizens eating their like early bird dinner, you know, which is fine. And I'm sitting there, and it was a really tiny place, and no room for my CD table. I just had my CDs on a chair in front of me. And I was trying to, like, it was like a 3-hour gig. I'm just playing some covers and stuff, and I was doing that song, Mrs. Robinson, you know. And I noticed that every time I hit the low E note, this building would rattle, you know, it was old. But I was just in the zone, I was grooving, and about 20 seconds into the song, I hear a crash. And I look up, and there is a bunch of my CDs are on the floor. And next to my CDs is a honey bear, not a real bear. I said that in Portland, and some girl was like, ah. But a honey bear, meaning like plastic. You guys, Rapid City's like, yeah, we know what a honey bear is. Portland is a little slow, you know. Anyway, that was weird, and I was like, what? But I just closed my eyes and went back to playing. And then about 5 seconds later, I hear another crash. Open my eyes. More CDs on the ground, and another honey bear. And these old people are looking at me, and I was like, are these guys throwing honey bears at me? Why is this happening? But this one old lady, she points up, and I look up, and there's this huge shelf with like 50 honey bears on it. It's where this place stores their honey bears. And every time I was making the building rattle, these honey bears were going like, inching closer and closer to the edge. And every 10 seconds or so, one would just dive right into my CDs. These old people were like, we like this, you know. We sent like 40 honey bears to their death that night, but the waiter came out at one point and he like saw everyone was cheering. There's like 30 honey bears on the ground. Like, what the hell? I was just like, trust me, I got a thing going on here, man. This next song is a song called 28, and it's about a bunch of rock stars who died when they were 27. I'll do a funny one after this. This is kind of sad. Nice. All right, keep drinking, guys. I want to get invited back. Todd Snyder thing ain't going to get me back. Jim Morrison. Miami County Prison, looking out the window at the barbed wire fence. Singing, this ain't for me, this rock and roll scene. I should be writing poetry on a farm out in France. 'Cause I can't see through the darkness, I can't feel no pain. Seems you lose your spark when you achieve your fame. I could start it all over. I could escape if I could only make it to 28. If I could only make it to 28. Janis Joplin, one foot in the coffin, lift that theater rocket, and she walked on out the door. She put her head in her hands, she said, I've been giving all I can. I drained myself for these fans, I ain't never been this dry before. I'm gonna move out of this Chelsea hotel, stop drinking all the time. Stop blowing, let her call in, and listening to him why. 'Cause I know I am beautiful, I would prove it someday. If I could only make it to 28. If I could only make it to 28. Oh. And Kurt Cobain sat in his shed in the rain, stomach full of pain, oh, eyes growing dark. He said, I am losing control, ought to move down to San Francisco, light candles at all of my shows, and switch to acoustic guitar. Because this world don't need no more tension and hate. It needs a reason for these kids to stand up and create. I could pull this trigger, or I could just walk away. If I could only make it to 28. If I could only make it to 28. If I could only make it. If I could only make it. So I'm going to do a few more songs here. And they wanted me to do two sets, but I think it's better if I just do one because it's my momentum is going good. So you can tell I'm pretty pumped right now. But it's if I take breaks, they sell more drinks. So if, I'm not going to take a break, but you should buy a lot of drinks during this song so they don't get mad at me. Which is good because this is a drinking song, as close as I can get to a drinking song. As a folk singer, I don't get much time to get wasted. I'm trying to do more, but it's hard. I'm working on it, you know, like, because you get up in the morning, drive to your show, play your show, try not to suck so they come back. Next time, try to find a couch to sleep on that doesn't belong to a crazy person. Yeah, thanks. Are you crazy?
No.
Okay, cool. That question never doesn't matter. They never say yes, you know. Let me tell you about couches, man, because it's you never know. I was playing in Pittsburgh years ago, and I needed a couch, and I was the guy who like worked at the coffee shop. He seemed nice, you know, and he's like, "You stay at my couch, man." I was like, "Sure." And I've learned, like, it's better to stay with girls than dudes, and not because of anything romantic, more just, like, girls, like, know what it's like to, like, host a person. They have blankets and pillows and stuff, you know. Men ain't got pillows. That's the thing I have learned. A man has one pillow max, or he has, like, a bag stuffed with clothes that he uses. Women, it's like, I got 17 on my bed, 14 on the couch, you know, like, women have pillows. This is before I knew that. I just would go home with anyone, you know. So this guy was like, yeah. So we're driving through the mean streets of Pittsburgh, and it is not looking safe. And we pull into this, like, it's pretty, like, creepy area. And we pull into this gated little fence thing. And I get out of my car. I got my guitar and my backpack. And the guy's just like, oh, we're going to lock your car in this thing. It's safer for your car. I was like, but what if I got to escape? But I didn't say that out loud. Anyway. We get into his apartment. We're walking up the stairs, and when we get inside his apartment, and on the wall are a bunch of chainsaws and ropes. Here's a tip. If you have chainsaws and ropes, that's fine. But when you have a guest over, explain the chainsaws and ropes. We walked right past him. He didn't say anything. So I said, hey man, what's up with the chainsaws and ropes? And as if it was no big deal, he's like, oh yeah, sometimes I cut down trees. You work at a coffee shop, you sometimes cut down trees. Anyway, he shows me my couch and he goes in his room. And I'm assuming I'm gonna die this night, you know. So I'm holding my Swiss Army knife and I'm trying to, you know, stay awake. But I was tired and I had a show. I got to drive to, you know, to Philadelphia the next day, and I had no time to not sleep. And so my rational mind starts taking over. I'm like, look, John, if he's going to kill you with a chainsaw, you're going to wake up. I mean, can't silently kill someone. You can't sneak up on somebody with a chainsaw. So then wake up and do your thing, but get some sleep while, you know, until. Anyway, he cooked me breakfast in the morning. Really great guy. You know. Anyway, this is a drinking song. It's called Free Drinks for Everyone. Get some beers. And it goes like this.
Well, they ain't got a new art up in Vancouver. Took me all the way down to Louisville. Just enough time to tune my guitar. Climb on stage while the place got filled. And it's a world to world with all kinds of people, from the born against to the barely legal. I'm on stage trying to please everyone, or at least as few. That choose to listen. And the man who's supposed to pay me is doing coke in the back room with the man who was manning the door. So it's a free show from now on, I guess. Oh, the poor hippies, they're sneaking in, and they got their pop brownies and the mushroom tea. They're passing it out to everybody. I'm on stage sipping whiskey and singing. If I ever sound like John Mayer, someone please shoot me. And Suzanne, the bartender's out in the street, kicking her shoes off a little bare feet, pounding on the asphalt at the top of her lungs. She screams, "Red drinks, everyone! Red drinks, everyone!" Girl tells me she got my CD from someone who burned it. From someone who burned it, who burned it from some guy who got it from some station that one time played my song. I tell her, Hell, there ain't nothing that you owe. I just got to make enough to get me to the next show. And the myth zombies, they're stumbling in. They don't eat your brains, but they'll steal your tips. This cop up front, he wants to throw me in jail. He said, I know your fans love you, but they won't pay your bail. And Suzanne, the bartender's out in the street, kicking the shoes off a little bare feet, pounding on the asphalt at the top of her lungs. She screams, red drinks, everyone. Red drinks, everyone. Now here's the third set. It's a long set cause it's about on close. Still 4 a.m. and I ain't taking no breaks no more, cause there's a cougar waiting at the end of the bar. She's a waving her arms and screaming my name, comes closer and closer with every song I sing. She throws the tequila down on the floor, but there'll be another one for goddamn sure, cause Suzanne the bartender's out in the street, kicking the shoes up a little bare feet, pounding on the asphalt at the top of her lungs. She screams, one more time. Red drinks
John Craigie, recorded November 9, 2013, at the Dahl Arts Center in Rapid City. Learn more about John Craigie, hear more songs, and look for upcoming concerts by going to johncraigiemusic.com. This concert was recorded by Fire Station 7 Studio in Rapid City, thanks to Scott Miller. Thanks also to Deb Lux at the Dahl Arts Center. Visit the Dahl's website at thedahl.org. Enjoy this concert again or any one of our archived shows by going to sdpb.org. Click Listen and then Radio Programs for the No Cover, No Minimum radio page. I'm Steve Zwemke. Join us again next week for another concert from South Dakota for South Dakota on No Cover, No Minimum Radio from South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Sleep at night, he checks under his bed for Chuck Norris, and there ain't no theory of evolution, just a list of animals Chuck Norris has let stay alive. Oh yeah, and Chuck Norris's tears cure cancer. Oh, but too bad he ain't never gonna cry. Make me proud, rapper. Chuck Norris. Oh, 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 that's what I'm talking about.